Welcome, welcome, curious souls, to the Macabre Emporium, your sanctuary for the unusual, the mysterious, and the appalling.
Step through our cryptic doorway into a world where secrets whisper and enigmas come to life.
I'm David.
And I'm Sarah.
Together, we're your custodians of the macabre, guiding you through tales that defy the ordinary.
Discover the untold stories, from lesser-known cases of true crime to the bizarre events that captivate us.
Join us on a journey to the shadows where the mainstream fades and the extraordinary beckons.
So whether you seek the bizarre, the eerie, or the chillingly obscure,
you're in for a treat here at Macabre Emporium.
Welcome back to Macabre Emporium. This is episode 86.
And if this is your first time joining us after a very long break, even though it wouldn't have been, because that doesn't make any sense, but welcome anyway.
Welcome, wackadoodles.
Wackadoodles and...
black cats.
Or black cats from Twitch or whatever. Or ravens from here, the podcast, because, you know, it's over the air and...
yes.
There you go. Finally, 3 years in...
we got the ravens.
Yep, ravens for podcast and black cats for the Twitch. Let us know what you guys think about that.
Yes.
You don't like the black cats on Twitch, you're out of luck. It's already been set in stone for almost a year now.
Yep, you're late to the party.
Yep. So hopefully everybody's holidays were fun and safe and...
spooky.
All that good stuff as Lugosi comes in here wrecking shit. We just had too much going on in December. Plus, with Sarah's job, she got moved to a new building, and so she had to learn how to do the new building and all the new little quirks with moving into a new location and whatnot.
Chaos.
And the new chaos now, basically.
It's settled down now, though.
All right, so just decided that it was best for us to just take off December.
Also, we deserve a break, too.
All right.
We're the peoples that gets... we work hard. We played hard. We took the last 2 weeks of December off work.
And also, that's also why I wasn't on Twitch for the rest of December, because I made the decision to take
a break.
A break from that as well, too. And like, no content stuff. You know, some of you may know why I appeared on other streams as an additional player, but
yeah,
I didn't have to focus on our chat. Yeah. And all that stuff. I just had to be there to play the game.
Yep.
And whatnot.
Which sometimes is all you want to do.
And towards the end of December, I've had two or three people ask me, when are you going to stream again? When are you going to stream again? Well, guess what? The same day this episode comes out, if you're listening to this in the early part of Wednesday, back on, Wednesday, this Wednesday.
Today.
Today, whatever day it is, you may listen. Wednesday, January
9th.
9th.
2025. Can you believe that shit?
And if you're listening to this like another 3 years from now, whatever, you're late to the party.
Again.
Again.
Way to be late, motherfucker.
So the next thing is our good friend Kevin Carlton at the Dark Windows podcast, even though they have come to an end, unfortunately, he is starting a solo project called History Goon.
Let's just say, they will always be the dog show. They will always be referred to as the dog show.
The dog show is a long-standing joke that he started in one of their episodes. I don't remember. And it was a long-running joke. And then we finally met them, face-to-face, this past May, which was a great time. I still think about it quite a bit lately, all the time. It just pops in my head. You're right. You remember when you hung out with those two weirdos from Vermont? That was a great fucking weekend. It was too short.
Yeah, well, very too short. But yes, it was fun. Anyways, History Goon.
Yeah, so he's starting a podcast called History Goon. He sent us a promo and asked us if we could play it on their show.
Absolutely.
So absolutely, we can do that for the dogs.
This dog in particular, because it's just Kevin C. But
yep, so this is just going to be Kevin C. It's not going to be Kevin Hire with
Hopefully him. Kevin H. makes an appearance or two.
Oh, I'm sure he will at some point.
Yeah. He better, Kevin C.
Yep, so... what you're going to hear next is the promo for History Goon coming this February.
Yay.
Are you like me? Did you get bored in history class? Did you not get to learn about all the cool, lesser known people and events that took place? Do you like stories about violence, psychopaths, war criminals, and the heroically unhinged? No person or event is off the table, so this isn't all just stories about good guys. Historical scumbags will get their day in the sun, too. And it's all wrapped in a cozy little blanket of dark humor and inappropriate jokes. So if that's your thing, you're gonna love this. My name's Kevin, and this is History Goon. I'm aiming at launching in the beginning of February 2025, and you can find it anywhere fine podcasts are sold.
All right, so there is a promo for the History Goon coming February of this year.
2025.
Wherever fine podcasts are sold, according to Kevin.
Fine podcasts
are sold. That's what he said. That's what he said at the very end. Fine podcasts are sold.
Huh.
We've been giving this shit away for free.
Shit. We've been doing this all wrong.
Yep.
Just kidding. We do it for free.
Because we kind of like you guys.
A little bit. Sometimes. At least twice a day. Maybe.
Twice a day. Maybe twice a day. Only two times a day.
Yep.
So it's 2025. What are you looking at doing for this year as a podcast? Because I know I listed off a bunch of shit. I didn't even never got around to it.
Well, I know I got around to one.
I guess I didn't want to do more true crime. And then I got down that hole and I got away from history. So we're going to get back into that this year.
Yeah, I think I'm going to veer away from true crime.
Really? Wow.
No.
Yeah, I knew that.
No, I'll be sticking with true crime. I know I said the beginning of last year that I would like to do more paranormal.
Right.
And I stick by that. I want to do more paranormal. But we also need more personal paranormal experiences. So hopefully we can put that suitcase to good use this year.
Right.
Hopefully.
Right, because two wasn't enough so far.
No.
And, you know, lack of a better term, our home haunt doesn't have a whole lot of investigations with enough, like, lead time for us to make the arrangements and whatnot.
Yes.
I mean, the last time they did, there was, but it just didn't work out because I found out too late.
Right.
And but also where we stay had too many visitors for us to.
Yes.
And I honestly don't think it. And it's not that long of a drive for us.
No, but
I don't feel comfortable, you know, staying there till 1 a.m. and then driving home.
Right.
Granted, yeah, I did that when we went and saw Gojira and Mastodon, you know, 2 years ago now.
Has that been that long?
Yeah, it was August of 23.
Wow.
Pretty sure it was August
of 23. Yeah, it wasn't last year, so it had to be. That's crazy.
Yep. Yeah, because the last concert we went to was Shaky Graves at Sweetwater in Fort Wayne.
Shaky Bones.
Yeah, Shaky Bones. When our bones were shaking because of how damn cold it was out there.
It was so cold.
But yeah, that was the last concert I remember us going to, and that was in May.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So. Or I could be wrong on that. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure it was in 2023.
No, pretty sure you're right.
Right. But, you know, we had the advantage of a time zone jump, too, with that going to Mastodon and Gojira. Oh,
yeah. But still, you hit that time zone on the way back, and it's an hour later than you think it is, which sucks, but.
Yep. But anyhow.
Yeah. Way off topic.
So, yeah, go ahead. Listen to History Goon when it comes out.
History Goon.
She probably should put something out there, you know, so people could follow. I haven't, you know, I'm a bad friend. I haven't even looked to see if it's even listed anywhere yet.
What a dick.
Well,
it won't be listed anywhere.
To be fair, I've been waiting for him to say, hey, this is posted.
Oh.
Let's see. I'm on my Spotify right now. Nope, there is nothing on there.
Well, yet. He did say it wouldn't be out until February.
Right. But we also had an episode zero out there before we released our first episode. So it was out there so people could follow.
That's true, but.
There you go, Kevin. If you're listening to us, make it episode zero so people have something to follow you on.
Episode zero.
And, you know, there were our unfortunate news that we got in Thanksgiving that Jerry Pauly from Hillbilly Horror Stories had passed away. And
yep.
My timeline does seem a little empty now because of the weird off-the-wall shit that he would share that you wouldn't think somebody of his age would be sharing.
Yeah.
Because they drove me so many times, I'd just be shaking my head, and I'd just be like, God damn it, Jerry. And you'd be like, what? And I'd show her, and it'd just be some really...
really off-kilter shit.
Right.
Just, yeah. You didn't think that somebody like him would post this,
right,
the stuff
I know.
That he posted.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm a better term. He looks like everybody's grandpa, basically. And then, yeah, and then he's some of the shit he was sharing, the, like, sexual innuendo stuff. It's like,
yeah. What? Yep.
But if it wasn't for him, a lot of you guys may or may not have ever, you know, found us. Because, yeah, you know, that was the last episode we did, was the interview that he had did with us when we came on there. And
yeah, and I think that's kind of when we decided, like, let's end December on that memory.
Yep. Because I will always remember when we walked in there and he was in the foyer of the fucking Bell Mansion. We're in the button-up shirt with his wife Tracy's face on it.
Her bright pink hair. Oh, she had purple hair at that time.
I think it was purple. I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember commenting.
If it was purple, I know you would remember.
I told her that her hair was pretty. I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, there has been a special episode released about all that stuff, and I haven't brought myself to listen to it yet, even though we didn't really talk to Jerry a whole lot, but I know I'm probably gonna cop my feels with it.
I'm sure.
Because I'm sure there's a lot of shows us like ours that, you know, if it wasn't with the help of Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah. So. He was just a good dude. Even the little bit that we did get to interact with him and just be around him.
Yep.
Like, you could tell that man was loved.
Oh yeah. Even I'm in the Hillbilly's Horror Stories group, and you can clearly tell from the group that he was.
Yeah.
Well, they are. We're going to say they are, not just putting the light on.
Yeah. Tracy had, she's got a pretty good group that was, standing up for her too. So.
Yep. And is their cat Freddy's twin Legosi here on the table with us?
Of course. Butterbean.
Potato loaf. I don't know why I keep calling him potato loaf.
Because he looks like a loaf of bread.
Well, I know, but I just call him potato loaf. Bread. I don't know.
Because he's the color of a fucking russet potato.
Okay, I guess. I never really put it that way, but I guess we're going to go with that.
That's what it is.
I mean, if you haven't figured it out yet, there's no...
No real episode going on.
No rhyme or reason with this episode today. We just wanted to say welcome back and...
We're kind of back.
Yep.
Is the 0.5. One will be next week. Right. Which I'll be starting us off with probably true crime because, you know
it's nothing. Or maybe you should try and do what you stuck to at the beginning when I asked you.
Listen, here.
More paranormal. How about you try that?
Piss flaps.
Okay, then.
I don't know. But yeah, I'll be starting us off next week. This is just kind of like a, hey, we're still here. Right. We didn't go anywhere. We just took a break because we're humans and we need a break sometimes. And
I think the way that played out, I think we might just do an episode the first week of December, and then that's going to be it for all content until the beginning of the year for us both.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed having all that time off without having to worry about, what do I need to do for next week for an episode? Or what game am I going to be playing on Twitch? Yeah.
It was nice and relaxing. Even the 2 weeks that we did work. Like not having to come home and then basically work again on another episode.
Yep.
I could do that every year for sure. Just give us a little reset time. Give us a reason to miss you guys.
Yep. And it even feels way longer than we've sat in this room than it's really been.
I know. Well, I've been in here a lot. Well,
you've been in here a lot playing Diablo 4
and Path of Exile too.
Yeah. And I've just been sitting out there brain rotting away to farm sim and stalker. Yes, you have. Too. But you know, some of the people I've worked on Twitch, they're gonna be doing a Farm Friend Friday and gonna be
multiplayer
game on Friday night. So
some man's gonna steal my boyfriend on Friday.
Oh no, some game called Path of Exile 2 is gonna steal my woman on Friday every day of the week. Other than
every day of the week.
The one day we sit in here recording.
Oh no. That was having those 2 weeks off, though. Like the fact that I always go to bed pretty early
and I don't pay attention to time.
Well, for me, just this is about me. For me, I usually go to bed early, even when we have like if it's Friday, I'm usually in bed by midnight because I'm falling asleep.
Right.
I'll just get up and be like, okay, going to bed. Good night. But the fact that I was awake most of those days till like 5 in the fucking morning.
Which I'm surprised you pulled that off because you don't ever do that.
That's what I'm saying.
There was only one day I can recall you doing that. And that was like when you were finishing the housewarming gift for your sister.
Oh, yeah.
When you're doing the cross stitch of Susie from Susie and the Banshees, and you said she started winking at you and whatnot because you're staring at it for so long because you're sleep deprived.
That's the thing, though. I'm not the only person that happens to, because when Amy is drawing,
I know,
she would say, like, she would have to, like, stop for a second because she would see what she was drawing, like, move.
Right.
Like, an arm would move, fingers would move, eyes would move. Like, I don't
know. Hey, there's maybe an episode for you to look into right there. What causes that?
I don't know. Fucking, that was Christmas morning.
It still counts.
No, I know, because I know it was Christmas morning, because I was like, can I take a break from this? Do you want to go get, breakfast? And then we came back. You went and laid back down. I stayed awake and finished her cross stitch.
Yep.
And then, we wound up, when you woke up, we got ready and went to where she lives.
Yep.
Well, where they used to live.
Yep.
But, that was nuts. Susie was winking at me.
So now that we've answered, I asked you the question of,
oh yeah, what I wanted to do. What do you want to do more of?
I'm going to try and do what I said last year. Do like some, more historical significant stuff, like the seven wonders of the world, basically things like that.
Yeah.
Seven wonders of the world, but like more like historical landmark things, like the Eiffel Tower, the Tower of London. For example, whatnot, because it all started when I mentioned this last year when I was looking up this thing called the Immovable Ladder, and I started looking into what?
That's the one. In my head, I'm like, what was that? Something about a ladder. That. Yeah. I want that story.
Well, that was the thing. When I started looking into it, it's where it's located at. There's more, a lot more to that there, to that location, than just this one. Other than knowing the backstory behind it, this little three-rung shitty ladder that literally can't be moved, or fist fights are going to happen in this holy, this like holy place.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows who put the ladder there, so it can't be moved. Like, that's going to be all part of that episode because of that. Because like when I started looking into it, because there was like literal fist fights between the Jewish and Christian community and whatnot because of a bunch of shit. And the building itself, it looks like a Diablo 4 level, basically itself.
That's,
I mean, a lot of those older holy sites look like a Diablo level, but still.
Fair. But yeah, I remember you telling me, you didn't tell me much, just that little bit, like the fist fights and shit over this ladder. Like,
well, it wasn't specifically the ladder. It's just stuff at this location.
Right.
It's like that. And then there's things that the Crusaders have left behind etched into this place too. That's why I'm just like, holy crap, there's a lot to this place. It's a lot more interesting than just this one singular ladder thing.
Right.
That can be, like, this entire location can be an episode in itself.
Yeah. But, which you're definitely going to do. Because that's definitely one of the things that you've brought up to me without giving me much detail, that I was like, hey, that sounds fucking interesting. Right. And when it comes to history, I'm not usually that interested. But you have a way of doing it to where I like it. And I'm sure I will love History Goon too, because his humor was great.
Yep.
So if you can make it funny and I can learn a little bit, like, I'm good with that. But you gotta do something. Like, I don't want to listen to my seventh grade history teacher talking about shit, having flashbacks in the fucking classroom.
Right.
But yeah, make it interesting for me. And like, yeah, I know Kevin will do that, and you do that every time you do history, so. Gotta keep it interesting.
Right, like, and I'm gonna probably do more, like, singular people, too, like, kind of like how we did Cliff Young and Helge Meyer and whatnot. Yeah. There is a gentleman I looked up, because when I was playing Indiana Jones, like, I was curious on what inspired it, and there was actually a person that literally inspired Indiana Jones, but I haven't looked into it too much. I just noted it, and then I haven't gone back to look to see if there's enough material on him to do an episode on.
Huh.
And it might do some episodes similar to be like, not just a single thing, but if there's like a multiple, like different stories of the same thing, might include those all in the one episode as well.
Do you think there's an actual Crocodile Dundee?
I'm sure there's some kind of inspiration about that. It's like how, like, again, was the inspiration for Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I mean, there's an origins of some sort for everything.
Anyways.
Yep.
moving on, we went and saw Nosferatu.
Yep.
Like, how do you even put that movie into words? That, honest to God,
right,
was the most beautiful movie I think I've ever seen next to Labyrinth.
Other than Mount of Old Age settling, I thought they had the audio set way too loud in that theater.
It's old age.
I don't know about that. Some of those highs in that audio, there was way too loud for anybody, I think.
I didn't have any issues with the audio.
I don't know.
Just you, old man.
I guess, whatever.
You ever notice how when I start calling David old, he gets defensive?
So do you, old lady. Don't let her fool you. She does too. She just doesn't do it because she knows she's being recorded right now. So I can use it as proof later on.
But yeah, if you have not seen that, go see it before it leaves the theater.
Yep.
It's like hauntingly beautiful. There's nothing else that you can say. It was hauntingly beautiful.
Right. And like, I guess you could say it also followed the, you know, Symphony of Horror version very well. Mm-hmm. I've never seen the 1970s version. I didn't know there was one until I seen comment sections on social media about it, because I was curious to see how many people in the comment sections like, oh, this movie was fucking terrible. Well, probably because you never saw the original.
You've also got no depth.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a vampire movie. There's going to be buckets of blood and whatnot. This isn't fucking Blade. You know,
there's going to be glitter.
Yeah, if this isn't Twilight or, you know, Blade we're talking about, you know, or Bram Stoker's Dracula.
That was a good one, though.
I'm just talking about the amount of blood
in the movies. I know, I know.
Yeah, it's not a slasher movie. It's not the type of horror you think it is.
No. It's no Terrifier.
Yeah, this isn't no Art the Clown type of horror movie.
Which, I don't know if you saw, but Terrifier 4 has been confirmed and it will be out next year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. What'd you think about it?
It was pretty good. I mean, there was a section of it got a little slow and I started to nod off because it got slow.
Uh-huh.
But it started to pick back up.
I don't know. I was into it from the first second.
Oh, I know.
Also. No, I'm not going to say it.
I already know what you're going to say.
I'm not going to say it. But if you know, you know.
Right. And this is.
And if you think you know, please let me know so that I can be like, you right. don't know. Because let's just say weird. Weird. And I told you that.
Yeah, that was the first thing she told me about. Out in the truck after we got out.
Oh, we were still in the theater.
No, that's right.
We were in the theater and I turned to you. I was like, dude.
Yeah, that. They were a little odd, but it is what it is. And everybody's completely lost. Yeah. I mean, this isn't not like an Icky Vicky Terrifier 3, if you know, no. You know, scene at this point.
No.
Which just gives me a terrible idea for Twitch now.
Oh, God.
Not the full scene, but in start the beginning and end of it.
Oh.
With her at the beginning and her
going.
Yep. For 69 bits, like her channel.
Reward. 69 bits.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have a 69 bit, you know, alert of some sort.
The 69 alert should be the I'm about to bust. That should be the 69 alert. Yeah.
It's a matter if I can find a video clip of that scene to be able to cut out the middle somewhere.
I'm sure you could.
Yeah, it's like I have an idea for one I know that nobody will ever trigger because it would be kind of expensive. I'm sure somebody will if they know what's there just to see what it is.
I triggered the rave party and that was like $4,000.
No, this is with the bits. This is something with actual money. Oh. I know there's a lot of people that have a 666 one, and my idea for that is going to be like, what the fuck?
Huh, you'll have to tell me after this. Don't give it away.
Oh, I'm not.
Don't give it away for free!
I'm not going to, because I gotta get around to actually learning how to do it for it to work, because I already got another pile of crap that I got
planned. We are not going to say what it is. We made a purchase.
Yep.
That you will be able to see on Twitch sometime soonish.
Yeah, soonish.
Soonish.
Like, to the point I'm considering using the Black Cat PNG until the foundation of it's done.
Uh-huh. And it's everything we had hoped it would be. It came out of the blue.
Yep. And we drove over an hour and a half just to go get this thing.
And we were so excited. I was so excited. Mm-hmm. I seen it, this post, and they were like, we have this thing for sale. So I text them through, well, sent a message through Facebook and was like, hey, I know you posted this over 2 hours ago. Is this still available? So they finally messaged back and were like, yep. And I sent a message to David and was like, hey, we want this thing. And he said, yep. So the very next morning, we got our asses up and we drove almost 2 hours to go pick this thing up and bring it home. And it has become the greatest addition to this house.
And it's much bigger than we thought it was. Because much
bigger.
In the space that we saw it was, it looks normal size. You bring it into our house, it's fucking huge. Like, yeah. I can actually stand up in this thing. And Salem was drawn to it immediately, and he's constantly still crawling in and out of it.
It's almost 7 feet tall.
Yep. If that should tell you right there.
Did we just give it away?
No. How big it is.
Right.
You know, like, there's already two other people that know.
Right, but they're not going to say anything.
I know they're not, because, you know, I make jokes with them that the day one people, you know.
Yeah.
They get little sneak peeks of things.
Yeah. But this thing is awesome, and I'm super excited about it, and David keeps throwing out these ideas. And his ideas are awesome, and I'm super excited about those.
Right. Because the original idea is way too expensive to start off with, yeah. And we can't find one.
But that's something that can come with time.
Well, I have found one, but it's in Pennsylvania, and they will ship it, but I don't like how it looks.
Pennsylvania ain't that far of a drive.
In a pickup truck, yes it is.
Pennsylvania is not that far of a drive.
In a truck, yes it is. When it costs about $60 to $70 filling gas tank, yes it is. It's Altoona, Pennsylvania. But anyhow, it's not the distance.
And it's in Altoona?
Yeah.
One place that you've told me that you would love to go sometime?
Yeah, because we're going to go for that Altoona pizza. You need to know exactly what that is, too, apparently.
Oh, this was... No.
But that look, the look she gave...
Anyways.
The look she gave me... When I said Altoona pizza, she knows exactly what the hell I'm talking about. And I've seen that. I don't even want to try it. I just want to go there and ask them, the fuck were y'all thinking? I understand it was a necessity to make a fucking pizza. But why have you guys claimed the fame to this shit? But anyway.
Also, I don't want anything that has the word pizza and tuna together.
It's not spelled like that. It's spelled T-O-O-N-A.
I know. But still, how do you say it?
It's not actual tuna in it.
I know.
But you know what their pizza is, right?
No.
Okay, you Google that later. And you're going to be like,
I'm going to Google that right Google the fuck now. Google it
right now so you can see what an Altoona pizza is.
Is it spelled the way the city is spelled?
Yes, it is.
Ew. What the fuck? Why does it look like a giant ravioli?
Because that is American cheese on there.
Ew. Ew.
You really think I was going to say
no? That looks that? So much worse than, like, the shit pizza from school.
Right. But, you know, I would be adventurous enough to at least try some of it.
I would not eat that shit.
Just so I can say I have had it. Because, you know, you're afraid to try things like that just for the experience.
No, I'm not. But that looks disgusting. What have I denied?
What, eating that?
No, you said... I'm not adventurous like that. What have I denied and not eaten to make you say that?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. You've seen things, like description of things. You're like, oh, that sounds fucking gross.
Yeah.
Without even trying it.
Correct.
Let's say, oh, wait, hold on. You thought that about hillbilly hot dogs until you actually tried it, and then
I thought that it looked disgusting.
No, because when I told you about it, you're like, "That sounds disgusting." I was like, "You try it first."
And I tried it. If you don't, and I like it, and yeah. I have you make them sometimes.
Yeah, one of these days you're gonna have to make me a grilled cheese again because you've only ever done it once.
That's because you make the best grilled cheese. We've been together. That is because you trump my grilled cheeses.
I don't care. It's not that. It's thought are you making them for me?
I make you everything else. The fuck? You, that's what you give me is grilled cheeses. The best grilled cheeses I've ever had. Thank you. I will give you everything else.
And the pancakes, I guess, too.
Yes, grilled cheese and pancakes. Those are forever yours. You fucked yourself over with that.
Sorry, I can't help it. Yeah, it's the two simplest things I'm good at. Oh, okay. Wait, she said and everything all the else. Meats.
Yeah, and all the briskets and the pulled pork. Yeah, I was going to say,
yeah. So that means you can take over doing all the grilling stuff then, because that counts as everything else. No,
you're
now.
Good. You're good at grilling. I taught you well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But no, that pizza, I wouldn't. That's the one thing that I will straight up tell you right now. I would not put that in my mouth. All right.
So if there's anybody in Altoona, Pennsylvania or in the area, sorry. She's not going to try your guys' pizza, but I will if you ever come that way.
Yeah, no thanks.
But you already know the other thing, the really expensive one, the casket drape is what they're called, I found mm-hmm. out. The one we really want, we're never going to fucking find.
Probably not.
And that's the one that we saw up in Niles.
However, your sister is very
crafty.
She doesn't
know how to sew velvet, I already asked her.
Oh. It you sew velvet different than you sew everything else?
I'm guessing because of how heavy that material can be.
But she sewed the color guard stuff together.
Yeah, but that's like lightweight nylon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We're talking about, you know, embossed corduroy and shit like that.
Velveteen!
What, yeah. And you know which one I'm talking about, right?
The what?
The one we saw up in Niles. The black and gold one.
Yes.
Yeah, we're never going to see another one of those. It's the only one. And I guarantee they probably will not come off that for cheap. Even if we have the money for it, they probably
will. Was from their personal collection.
I understand that was from their personal collection.
Yeah. Dude said that is what their entire house, like, that is my dream, is to paint all of my walls black. All of them.
What we're talking about, why do you remember the name of the place?
Borrowed Time Oddities.
Yeah, so we were talking about Borrowed Time Oddities in Niles, Michigan. And also, there in the back of the store, there is a funeral museum, which I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head.
Oh, I think they just called it the Funeral Museum.
Maybe, I don't remember.
Let's see, oh. The Mourning Museum, a funeral and death museum.
Yep. That's in the back half. It's $7 to see that part. It's totally worth it. Plus, they also donate a portion of all museum, admissions to mental health charities.
Suicide prevention.
And suicide prevention every month.
Yep.
But we saw some really cool stuff in there. We saw a couple skeletons, an Oddfellow's casket, which I was a little surprised to see one of those.
Yeah.
A skull with blunt force trauma.
A skull with an abscess in it.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple other medical deformities that were in it too. Yeah. I don't remember.
They had
one specifically, but in the other various skulls that they had on display there.
Child's skull with hydrocephalus.
No. Yep.
I know there were a couple others, but I can't remember what they were. At any rate, if you ever find yourself in Niles, Michigan, stop at Borrowed Time Oddities. Pay the $7, goddammit. It's not a huge museum.
Right.
It's just one room, but it is 100% worth that $7.
Right, because you get to see a lot of, you know, mortuary and funeral artifacts and whatnot that you don't normally get to see.
Yeah.
You know.
It was beautiful on a basis.
But just a warning for those that have an issue with child death, there is a corner that does have a section of child funeral items as well, too.
Yeah. Makes me wonder if my sister and her fiancé will ever come up off that children's casket that he has.
I don't know, probably not.
It's an actual, like, children's casket.
Right, I remember him telling that. You know, he might for us someday.
He would never.
You never know. Someday he just might.
Like, I'm too old for this creepy shit. Now you guys take it.
I don't see that happening with him.
No. Yeah, that place was cool as fuck.
Mm-hmm. And you can get some human bones there, too, for pretty cheap. Whatnot, you know, because I already know if we had the $1,100, we would have came home with a human skull that day.
Yes. Tax season is coming up.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like about dropping my entire return on a human skull.
What if we went halfsies?
Yeah, maybe. Because you already know that's one of the things about the thing that we're not talking about is
right.
that I want a human one on this, a real one on display, but it's like, right. but never address it.
Right.
Just change the subject or be like, yeah, it's fake.
Wink, wink.
You know, just to be safe, it's, yeah, that's not real. It's a hyper-realistic one.
Like, this was definitely never covered in tissue, cartilage, and yeah. hair.
Yeah, it's a hyper-realistic one.
Yeah.
As you guys can't hear my overly sarcastic wink.
It was quite cartoonish.
my cartoonish wink I did to Sarah here.
But yeah, we've got plans to do some cool things with
right.
that.
And maybe you're trying to have some guests on this time around.
Of the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My BFF. My BFF heifer.
Yeah. And I've had a couple people ask about coming on. And it's generally when you're taking a nap and I forget to ask after you wake up.
And you just ask them anyways? Who?
No, they've came and asked me.
Oh.
And I said, I will talk to Sarah about it. And then you're taking a nap when they normally ask me.
Well, I can't help it that you guys are fucking nocturnal creatures and I am just not.
I said nap. That's sleeping.
Oh, nap. Well, sometimes my nap turns into that. And I forget to ask
when you wake up. After you wake up, I forget to ask you about
it. I gotcha.
So, you know, Levi and Kevin, I haven't forgotten about you guys.
Levi and Kevin.
They are the two that so far that I've asked. I know some others have.
They're a remedial scholar.
Yeah. Levi from the Remedial Scholar. Another show to go check out.
Levy.
Yep. And, you know, and his other show, West Knower, with Shane. Guy, sure I get it right this time.
Shane.
Yep. Watch, I'm still probably wrong, and it's going to be another 3 months of our names being told
it's
wrong.
It's really probably something stupid like Rourke.
Which is weird because I listen to their show every week and then one day I forgot.
And you said the wrong name.
I said the wrong.
And
I took
you
a gamble
it forever.
And then we got called different names every week for 3 months.
But what did they end on?
They ended on Jack and Sally.
Yes, they did. And I said, I'll take that any day.
But yeah, not making that mistake again, even though I probably just did.
It's true. And you got me over here calling him Shane, too.
Yep.
The hell.
But before we keep on rambling on here, even though that's what this entire episode's been, you know.
Yeah. It was just a, hey, we're here.
And we're back.
We're coming back.
I know some of you missed hearing our voices every week.
I know you have.
Many, specifically.
I was talking about you. I have to listen to you all fucking day every day. Shut up.
The funny thing is some of the newer people I met on Twitch,
uh-huh.
and they've talked about... I don't remember what we were on topic on in the middle of, you know, on a stream with and talking about they can't stand hearing the sound of their own voice or whatever. I was like,
yeah,
once you start doing a podcast after about the first 3 months, you don't notice it anymore and you don't have a problem hearing yourself anymore at that point. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, those first few episodes, like the first 18, 20 mm-hmm. maybe, I'm just like, huh.
Yeah, because you're still a little bit nervous about doing all this, and now you're just like, fuck it, I already know what my boundaries are, what I can and can't say, and if I do say it, we'll just take it out later.
That's bold of you to assume that I gave myself boundaries.
No, you pretty much do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Not often, but sometimes.
Not often. My filter's usually pretty broken. Off. Pretty broken. Yeah, it's something.
Offering duct tape. Called goose tape.
Goose tape. Quack. Yeah. Anyways, before this shit show becomes even shittier of the show, I think it's time we close the Emporium for the night. What do you think, David?
I agree. But, you know, here's the 2025. Hopefully it was better than last year. And
yes.
We'll see all you guys. We'll hopefully come out on the other side in 2026.
Yeah. But it's like the very beginning of January.
Yep.
And
the year.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
Yep. So until next time.
Remember to creep it real.
And stay spooky, everyone.
Stay spooky.
Bye.
Bye. Join our Facebook group by searching Macabre Emporium. Like and subscribe on YouTube at Macabre Emporium Podcast. Follow us on TikTok at Macabre Emporium Pod.
Follow us on Twitter at Macabre Emporium. If you have any stories of the paranormal, your local true crime, or weird history that you would like us to look into and possibly do an episode on, email us at macabreemporiumpod@gmail.com. And remember to follow, rate, review, and share whenever and wherever you can to help us grow our podcast.